At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Everybody, what is up? My name is Abby Murphy, and welcome back to That's Life podcast, where we talk about the transitions of life and how to do it through a Christian lens. I'm so happy that you're here. You are meant to be here. You're supposed to be here. And today we're going to dive a little bit into what isn't necessarily quote unquote like Christian conversation talk, I guess. I don't mean it like that. Like it's all Christ-centered and all faith-based. But what I mean is like the stereotypical, oh, Jesus is always the answer and blah, 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 that we hear, like the Sunday school answer, kind of like what you expect the Christian to say kind of thing. Like that isn't really what the vibe here is. The vibe here is being open and honest and saying, yeah, I'm a Christian and I struggle, or yeah, I'm a Christian and I have temptations, or yeah, I'm a Christian and I think rude things, or yeah, I blah 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 blah. And I just want to be really open and honest with you guys and tell you just life. So because it's just life, and we're going to talk about how to become better people through the lens of Christianity, but also realize our humanness and see how broken and sinful we are and say, well, that just makes the Father that much better. Anyways, I am coming to you from a very tired state of mind. I am very, very sleepy at a very busy day today. Two rehearsals for different shows on top of classes, and I am just very sleepy. But I'm here, and I'm happy, and I'm thinking about taking some time off the podcast just because I'm kind of not running out of things to talk about, but there's like, I want to have different seasons, like season one, season two, season three, of just like different kind of like categories of topics to touch on. Like I'd love to do a whole episode series on just like food, eating disorder, like really dive into like that. So I think after this podcast, I'm still off social media, so I haven't really like announced anything, but just know that that may be happening soon, but I'll let you guys know for sure, just putting that out there. I like to keep you guys updated. But a little bit about me, if you have not listened before, I'm a faithful Christian. I was baptized as a baby, but fully accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior into my life when I was 13 years old. And yeah, I am here to spread the message, spread the word, and trying to do it as humbly and as prideless as I can. I love Jesus, and to benefit his kingdom is all that I'm placed here to do as a Christian. And I just want people to be saved. And the Lord has placed that desire in my heart, and here I am spreading the gospel in any way that I know how. So with that being said, I'm going to start off with a little life update. I have not been able to sleep, and that's the tea, guys. I don't know what it is. It was this a week ago today, Thursday night, I didn't sleep at all. Like I literally couldn't go to bed. I slept from 4:30 to 6. Just because my sweet, sweet roommate came and saw that my light was on in my room and was like, let's go sit on the couch. So we sat on the couch and then I fell asleep. But if it wouldn't have been for her, like God sent her at a beautiful time. But yeah, and then that Friday was just a rough day just because I was so tired and didn't have any sleep, obviously. But then the next day I slept for 12 hours. So that was good. But then two nights ago, I couldn't sleep again. It was just so frustrating. And I don't know, like my freshman year of high school, I struggled a little bit with not being able to fall asleep. But what I do is I do this thing where I'll like fall asleep and then wake up and be like, oh my gosh, I haven't fallen asleep yet, even though I have, but I don't realize it. And then I get all worked up, and I just get really worked up when I can't fall asleep. Like I'm not very chill when it comes to sleep just because these days are long and hard, and I need sleep in order to get through them, as any human does. That's how we're made. So when I can't get sleep, I kind of freak out. So I don't really know what's going on, but the second time I couldn't sleep, I called my boyfriend, Peter, and I just started crying, and I was like, it's happening again, I can't sleep. And like, this is like not like me just laying in bed and not being able to fall asleep like that. Like, I lay in bed, not on my phone, and I just sit there for like an hour and a half, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? So I called him, he came and picked me up and was so sweet. He had work the next day, had to be up super early, but he stayed and talked to me until I fell asleep, and it was very, very sweet, and I'm very thankful for his selflessness and Caroline's selflessness, and just, and my mom too. Obviously my mom doesn't live with me at college, I go to Belmont University, but which is like an hour away from where I live. At home in Bowling Green, and so she obviously couldn't be there, but she always is like, text me, call me, like, I'm your mother, I'll always be your mother. So, yeah, and I know my dad is the same as well, but it's just the daughter instinct to be like, mommy, I don't know. Anyways, but yeah, so that's happened twice in the past week, which is kind of probably the reason why I'm kind of tired, but when stuff like that happens, I just pray to Jesus, and I'm like, Jesus, please just give me energy for the next day. And he provides. He really provides. Like, he is such a faithful father and is so good. And like, there should have been no reason, no way for me to get through my days without sleep. And yet he provides and gives me that boost of energy that I need. So yeah. But anyways, I've not been napping or anything, so I don't know why I'm not sleeping, but hopefully that doesn't continue. It's just a fluke. Yeah. Besides that, that's been my kind. Oh, and this week was just rough. This was a rough week, not like mentally, like I'm still joyful, but just like body-wise, because I got sick. And which is another reason why I'm tired. But it was about a week ago today because I didn't get sleep, and then I woke up and I was like, oh, but my throat, my voice was gone. My throat was red. Snot up my, like, all through my nose and my eyes and my forehead. Like, it was just bad. Like, it was bad. Yeah, not a good time. And I lost my voice. I had to sing, and my voice was all scratchy. And, you know, when you, like, fall asleep and you're, like, half sick and you, like, try to breathe, but then you feel like you're gonna cough. Oh, I had an awful cough. Like, finally things are getting better now, but I was popping the emergency, blowing my nose, like, tissues in my pockets, cough drops, like just like Tylenol, the worst headaches ever. It was awful. And I had to miss out on a lot of activities this week. I was going to go to this thing at the Brooklyn Bowl in Nashville, if you know what that is. It's like a little, I think, I've never been there before, but it's like a roller skating rink thing or something, or like a, no, Brooklyn Bowl. Oh my gosh, Abby, you're dumb. It's, just kidding, that was a put down. A put up is that I'm fun. It's a bowling arena? No, bowling alley. Oh, bowling alley. What is wrong with my head? It's a bowling alley, but then it also has like a dance floor on the side, and it was like a ABBA, like the people that wrote Dancing Queen. It's like a disco 70s themed like dance party on the dance floor. I don't know. And I was going to go with a bunch of the musical theater girls that wanted to go, and it's just going to be like good, innocent fun, like just a good time with good people. Like, none of us were going to go, like, get crazy or anything. I mean, I don't drink, but I don't know. Like, it was just a good, fun time, and I was so excited. And then I had to go and not get any sleep. But I think that that was Jesus' way of being, like, because if I would have got sleep on Thursday night, I would have gone Friday night, and I wouldn't have been as sick as I was. But it all worked out because I was so sick that night, and I think that was God's way of just being, like, you don't need to go to this thing tonight. So I didn't go, even though I paid $30 for a ticket. It's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. Everything's going to be fine. But yeah, so Friday, it was just kind of like bummed because my roommates were also having movie night and I couldn't do that because I was sleeping. So it's just kind of sad to like miss out on those things. But I knew I needed to prioritize my rest, especially because I had to serve. Well, I got to serve in Kid City at Church of the City in Franklin. Oh, update. So before I came to school, which I don't know if I've talked about this on a podcast, but I had been praying for a worship opportunity starting in the summer whenever I came to school, because I miss singing worship so much, and being back at home made me realize how much I miss singing worship here at school. So I was thinking maybe like a club on campus, or because Church of the City has like huge worship, like they're like a recording, they like make like albums and stuff, so that's like more of like the professional world. But I just wanted a worship opportunity. Like, I wanted to sing. It's my favorite way of serving. I love singing worship music, leading in a band. Like, I just love it. So last week, they started doing, in the kids ministry, that's where I serve, and I'm the host there, but they started doing live worship where people will sing for the kids. And so the lady that's like in charge, she had no idea that I sang. And so then we got to talking and she was like, oh my gosh, you sing? And I was like, yeah. I go, I mean, like, kind of, I try. And she was like, oh, cool. And my friend Bradley was there and he's like, no, like, she studies music. Like, she's going to school for music. Like, she's a singer. And he was hyping me up. Thanks, Bradley, if you're listening. You're probably not, but thanks if you are. And long story short, now I'm singing worship once a month at Church of the City. So that's exciting. And God provided. And so, you know, who knows what will happen with that. But I'm just so thankful to, even if it's children's songs, like, it's just the act of worship. I love singing to glorify the Lord. Like, it's just, there's something that makes me feel connected in that way that I can't connect in any other way. Because it's just so special. It's so special. So yeah. Anyways, that's the update with church. That's the update with my health. I'm finally starting to feel better. Today was like the first day that I didn't really feel like sick. I coughed a couple of times. Like, every once in a while I'll like kind of cough and then it goes away. But it's fine. My foot, I don't even know if I've updated you guys on my foot, but my foot was hurt. I like pulled a muscle in it or something. I don't really know what happened to it, if I'm being honest, but it's finally better. And I haven't been able to run in like 5 weeks, 4 weeks, probably four-ish. I don't know. From my time I got to school, I haven't been able to run since I got to school. And I finally have been able to run this week pain-free and it feels so good. And I got new shoes. I got new Brooks and they are pretty and fun. And a new cord came in for my printer. I'm like becoming an adult, like ordering cords and things. Well, actually Peter was the one who told me about the cord that I needed to get. But I still ordered it. Proud of myself. I'm doing laundry. I'm dog sitting this weekend, which I'm really excited about because that means I get to go to Morgan's apartment and feel like an adult and like stay in her little apartment. Oh, I worked a wedding with Morgan last weekend and it was super fun because Morgan's my sister, by the way. It was super fun. It was like so fun. I love working with my sister because it's a really good time for us to get to spend time together with our busy schedules and we both get paid doing it. So like, it's great. It's a win-win. But I had no idea. They just throw everything away once the wedding's over. Like, they throw away the flowers, the food, like everything, like the whatever's left on the floor, like everything's gone. And so I got to take home a lot of flowers, like bundles of flowers. And I took home like 2-3 take-home plates of food. And then one of the guys that works there was like, hey, Abby, I left you some chicken in the laundry room. And I was like, thanks. So I go to the laundry room. It's like a whole deep dish, like deep sheet pan of chicken breasts, like maybe 30 chicken breasts, like big chicken breasts, like the size of like both of my palms together, size chicken breasts. Like, it was big. So I've been like telling everybody on campus, like, come eat my chicken, come eat my chicken. I can't eat this chicken by myself. Like, eat my chicken, please, because it's going to go bad. But I'm starting to think like maybe I could like take the food and somehow, because like it's a shame for it to just go to waste. I want it to go somewhere. I don't know. I'm trying to think of maybe I could like have people over and like provide a meal to college kids that need food, or I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, that's pretty much my life these days. Everything's going really well. I was at rehearsal today and we started with this thing. He it's like a high and low, but he calls it prunes and grapes. So grapes are a good thing, prunes are a bad thing. And it was about your week. And I was like, okay, well, my prune is that I got sick and my grape. And then I kind of stopped. And then I was like, not to get too deep or anything, but I'm really having a lot of positive self-talk. And it's true. And I'm really happy to be able to say that. Because this time last year, I was telling myself things. Well, it wasn't me. It was the enemy. I was believing these things that the enemy was telling me. Like, you're not good enough. Why are you here? Like, you're awful. You're worthless. You're ugly. You're whatever. And I was believing all of these things. And this year, like, I'll just catch myself like walking from class to class and I'll be like, I am so proud of you. You are doing so much. You are like, you are organized. You are positive. You're looking on the bright side of things. You're happy to be here. Like, and I'm truly believing all these things. Like, even in the gym today, like, I was lifting a weight and I was like, you are so strong. You are going after it. Like, you are amazing. And just all this positive self-talk that not in an idolizing way of like I'm glorifying myself, but in a way of like, I am the Father's creation and He has made me great and I feel great. Like, I feel awesome. And I feel like for a lot of the times we always focus on like running to the Father when we need Him. But I think it's time that we kind of shift that and we run to the Father when we're glorifying Him and praising Him. Like, I'm so happy Jesus has made me who I am. I'm so happy that He chose my path and my story to be this way. And I'm kind of like hitting this age now. My birthday's on Sunday, by the way, but that's besides the point. I say that because I'm going to be in my 20s. And like, I feel like I'm finally starting. I know I still have so much to learn, but like, I'm not really, like, I'm still young, but I'm not like a child anymore. Like, I feel like I'm in such a like real transition part of my life. I am so shapeable, I guess is the word. I am, what's the word where, oh frick, this is gonna bother me. It starts with a C, I think. I'm like being shaped. I'm impressionable. Impressionable maybe is the word. Oh no, if you're thinking of it, text it to me. Oh, I can't remember what it is. Anyways, a lot of things I see, I am taking and applying into my life and shaping it and how I am becoming. And I'm changing a lot and I love it. I love the person that I'm becoming. I really, really do. And I feel like you hit that at this age because you're finally like starting to accept like I'm gonna be on my own, like fully on my own soon, doing my own things. And I'm lucky enough that I didn't have to like grow up super fast and provide for myself or provide for other people. And I sympathize with those who do because I've been very fortunate to be able to grow up at a steady pace. But you know, it doesn't take away from the fact that I've had my own struggles in my own way, and I would never want to go back, but I never would wish for them not to happen now that they have happened, because it's shaped me into who I am. And so for that, I can sit and praise the Father for those trials and those struggles. And I know there will be more, but I'm in a place right now where I just love who I am and who I'm becoming. And I don't think that's prideful. I mean, I don't have any scripture to back up me being like, I think I'm awesome. But I also know my heart and I know my convictions, and I'm not feeling convicted of saying I think I'm awesome. You know, I'm not putting myself above the Father. I know the Father is the end all be all, the whole creator. I think the thing is, my identity is found in Him. Therefore, I'm trying to be more like Him every single day, and trying to like be like Him every single day then in turn makes me love myself because I love Him, I guess, in a way, if that makes any sense in what I'm trying to like word out. I'm like speak thinking right now. I don't have any notes prepared. I'm just kind of like talking, but I guess this just goes ahead and like leads into this conversation of the message. I really didn't know what I was going to talk about today. I just kind of like turned on the podcast, but I don't know. I feel like I'm at a place in my life now where it's just, I am so eager to learn more about the Father, and I'm learning more about myself in that process. And it's like, how great of a God, like as if like me, this awful sinner, like deserves anything. Like, I don't deserve that. And yet He gives it to me anyways. It's just, I don't know. It's just crazy to think about. But I see so many things in like all of my friends. Like, Peter's so selfless. My mother's so selfless. All my roommates are so selfless. My roommates love just conversation, like sitting down and talking to people, especially with the musical theater people. I notice a lot of like, when rehearsal's over, we just stay and talk. Like, we don't have something scheduled all the time. Like, sometimes you just stay and talk with your friends. And I can finally say I have like friends at college. Like, I have friends. I don't know. I want to focus on the hard things in life, because it's a beautiful yet sad yet growth filled process when you're in a hard season of your life. But I don't think it's bad to share your victories. I think it's great to be like, hey, I'm doing really well right now. Because I think not only it shows the goodness of the Lord, but it also shows growth. And it shows that you actually do make it out of these pits of despair when you're in them. And like, that's my testimony, right? Like, it's a beautiful thing. The thing to be careful of is to not follow the Father to get gain. Like choosing to be a Christian, I don't choose to be a Christian for personal gain. And that's something I'm very, like, a victim to, is following the Father and, like, praying prayers for myself and wanting things for myself and saying, well, I'm going to follow Jesus so that I get good rewards on the earth. It's a byproduct of it, but that shouldn't be the sole reason that we follow the Father. And I have to constantly remind myself of that all the time, and it's something I'm learning. And I think it's something that can come with age, but I don't think that's an excuse when we're young to be like, oh, well, you know, you're young and, you know, just be selfish right now. Like, no, I think in today's society, we're told so much like, you do you, follow you, like you this, you that, do what you feel. It's the Father's way or no way. As a Christian, we can't pick and choose what we want to follow. Not to be harsh, but to be truthful. But the beautiful thing is we can't pick and choose. So we must strive for wanting to be more like the Father every single day and follow the manual of the Bible that he's given us. But the goodness about the Father is that we can't physically get everything right. We're human. We literally cannot get everything right. And that's where forgiveness comes in. That's where the goodness of God comes in. That's where the mercy of him comes in. And it's something crazy to wrap your head around, because it's like, well, like, I don't know. For a long time, I was like, well, why didn't God just make us perfect if he wants us to be perfect? But that's not, if you read Adam and Eve, like, he created this wonderful world for his creation to live in, and evil filled our hearts, right? Like us as a society, we're just broken. And he gives us the option to choose him. And with that, it's like, what ruler that has like divine power over everything lets his followers choose? That's something that like sets him apart, I guess. I don't want to say like sets him apart. Like, he is so other, there's no comparison to him. But in thinking of like a way that our brains can connect things together, I'm thinking like, when you think of a ruler, like a ruler doesn't really let people like choose, you know, like it's not like where the president is just kind of like the leader, but like we all vote on like like it's like when there's a ruler, it's not like that. And yet with the Father, like he allows us to choose him. But the downfall is if we don't, we suffer the consequences. But I urge you, listener, if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ into your life, to do so. But really pray about not accepting him into your life just so that you can feel better. Accept him into your life so that you can be saved and you can be safe and you can be sheltered and you can know that you will be loved eternally forever. Don't think of it as like a saying yes so that your life will be great, because that's just not how it is. I wish it was, but this earth is evil and things are bad and Satan's going to come after you. And that's just how it is. But Satan's going to come after you regardless. And the Lord will follow you regardless. The thing is, we have to accept the Lord just as we accept the devil. Really, I mean, like, if I'm truly being honest, like, when you believe the harmful self-talk you're telling yourself, you are accepting what the devil is saying about you. And when you accept Jesus into your life, you accept this beautiful purity of forgiveness and love and selflessness, and you have something inside of you that other people just don't. You know, it's people are like, how are you always so happy in circumstances that you shouldn't be happy in? Jesus, I would not be who I am. I don't know who I would be without Jesus. I really, like, I would have an identity crisis. I don't know what I would think. I don't know what I would do. I say this jokingly, like, we're kind of given everything as a Christian. Like, I don't really have to have opinions because it's all given to me in the Bible. It kind of just takes out a buttload of problems for me to decide. And I can focus on what truly matters, which is eternity with the Father, is that He is everything. And, you know, putting it into words is hard, but actions can be a great place to start when you want to spread the gospel. And I think spreading the gospel is, as long as you're trying and praying about it and actively believing in the Father and knowing He loves you and supporting that with the works, supporting that with what you do, you're on a great path, and it'll constantly grow. It'll never stop growing, and there will never be a goal where you're just like, I've made it, you know. We can never do enough, and so I kind of sink into the safety of never being able to do enough, because I know my journey's never over. Like, I'm never working for something to where I stop, to where, like, I won't accomplish it before a deadline. It's more of like it just keeps going. And so I've been applying that to my life. It's like, you know, when schedules get busy, it's like, well, this is life. Like, that's life. No? I'm silly. But like when I have schedules and things in life and stuff, it's like, okay, work is never going to stop in life. I'm never not going to have assignments or a job to do or things to turn in, you know, like I'm always going to have something that needs to get done. That's part of living. And so in that, I need to say, how can I live a sustainable life like this and be happy and joyous in every occasion? So that's my challenge for you to think on this week. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. I'm going to close in prayer because I didn't do like a normal format of the podcast because I kind of just started talking and got into the message. But I guess it needed to be said because the Holy Spirit was flowing through me and I really struggled with, I'm going to be honest, like finding the motivation to do this podcast today just because I'm so tired and I didn't prepare anything. I didn't know what I wanted to talk about. But the Lord provides, and this was a firsthand example. So with that, I will close this in prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for showing up and speaking through me because I didn't know where to start. So thank you for sharing your words and not mine in every podcast, but very prevalently in this one. Thank you for coming into my heart, and I pray that you make yourself known in the listeners that are listening in their hearts as well, and you give them the desire to seek you, to seek your word and to trust in you, Lord. Thank you for your shelter, your protection, and for guiding all of us through the craziness of life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. With that being said, I love you, Jesus loves you, and that's life.